Well, hello and welcome. I'm glad to be able to connect with you. It's Tom Cooper, and we're in day two of our brand new working from home model. I've been working from home for quite a while now, and so I've got some thoughts about what that might look like and how that might work. Also, I wanted to take a little bit of time to share some tips from best practices from folks who have got a lot of experience with this. Google has got some really great tools available on their website that could be helpful. And what I'm going to be sharing today is some tips from the Google remote work recommendations. And I think you'll find those to be helpful. Now we're all figuring this out, the how do we notify each other? How do we stand up and figure things out? I work with a couple of remote teams, some distributed across the U.S. I've got one team that I work with that is several states away. I've got another team that is split between the U.S. and Eastern Europe. And so we're having, how do we collaborate? How do we communicate? How do we begin to work together? One of the things that we leverage is Zoom, which I'm using right now to create this, as well as Slack. Slack is great for being able to do instant messaging. Other folks will use Skype or Microsoft Teams or something along those lines to be able to do that. And those technology tools are helpful. And we'll be leveraging those, I'm sure, for some online meetings and how we're going to be able to make that work. And actually, I'm thinking I should probably do a video soon on tips to maximize the productivity of your online meetings. But that's not what this video is about. What I want to talk about today is really about how do we improve our ability to work from home. And you'll notice behind me, I'm in an office. I have an office set up here in the house where I do my work. I come to my office to do work. Occasionally, I'll do work elsewhere, but fundamentally, this is my home base. This is where I work from when I'm trying to work from home. I've got a desk set up here. I've got a comfortable chair. This is an office space for me to do the work that I need to do. And I think that's one of the key things that that Google talks about here is that on the one hand, it's business as usual, that we're going to be working the way we would normally work. Now, for you might not have the luxury of having a home office. I know years ago in my previous home, I had space in my bedroom where I had a big desk set up in one part of my bedroom. But behind me was my bed, right? I had another house that I lived in where I had very little private space or workspace. And so I had a family room and I had a table set up in the family room, and I had my computer on that table where I'd be able to do some work. But for you, you've got to figure out a spot where you can work. Thinking about your work schedule, I would encourage you to try to keep the same schedule, the same work hours that you normally keep. Now you might need to take time out to figure things out. I know here at the house, we've had a bunch of adjustments. I've got eight kids living here, and we've got some in university and some in community college and some in high school and some in middle school. We've got most of our kids are almost all of our kids are homeschooled, and we've got one who's not. And so we're figuring out how to navigate that journey. And so there are a lot of disruptions and interruptions that go with that. And that's normal. You're figuring out a new routine, and it's okay to have some time to kind of work your way through some of those things. You're gonna have a shift in the way that things work. You're gonna have to make some adjustments in your normal work activities. One thing I would strongly, strongly encourage you to do is figure out how to get your webcam working. Get that functioning. If you're going to be on a Slack, I'm sorry, a Zoom call or on a Skype call or something along those lines, you want to have your video working. It makes a huge difference in engagement. I'm a big, big fan of it. And it's just worth doing. So I encourage you to absolutely do that. And so make sure your space is as quiet and comfortable. I know my kids, my university kids have been kind of negotiating for space in the house where they can attend their lectures that are video conference lectures that are happening. And it's okay for you to have some time to be able to focus. I mean, that's one of the joys of working from home is that you do have uninterrupted time to focus when you don't have your kids coming in all the time. But you also have to recognize that we are social creatures. We need people. And so make a point of making sure that you're staying connected with other people. So whether it's Slack or other DM tools, some, you know, maybe it's an email, although that's a little less less personal. You know, you want to find a way to do that. I know for me, I'll use Slack. I'll also do Slack calls where I'll fire up a video call with somebody. Just, hey, are you there? Do you have a second? Just as if you were walking down the hall and you poked your head into somebody's cube and said, hey, do you have a second to chat? Sometimes they'll say, nope, don't have time. But other times you get an opportunity to make that. And fundamentally, as you're working your way through this, if you're going to make a mistake, err on the side of over communicating with others. Don't go too dark, because you will get kind of in trouble. So some tips that Google remote workers have put out there, which I think are excellent. First, default to video. Video is so valuable, and we miss out on the human connection piece, you know, the meeting between the meetings. Those just don't happen when you have these meetings. Oh, it's time for my meeting to start. I'll go to the meeting. It's time for me to end. I'll drop out of the meeting. But that few moments of personal one-on-one conversation, or even one to a few conversation that you have before the meeting that help you stay connected and in touch, those are going to be missing, and you have to fill in those gaps somehow. Some people would say that's not task-related, it's not important. They are wrong. You need to make the time to make that human connection, because people are the work. People are the work. Making sure that you're connecting with them. Sometimes it's kind of exhausting to be at home by yourself, and making an intentional effort to connect with other people is very powerful. Whether you pick up the phone and call somebody, whether you get on a video call with them, that human to human connection is so, so important, and you're going to be missing out on it. You might need to book time on somebody's calendar to just talk one-on-one, just book 15 minutes and get on a call with them and talk to catch up about some kinds of things, and maybe bring a cup of coffee. Hey, can we do a virtual coffee break, and we'll get together and kind of talk about the stuff that's going on. You know, when we're at work, we move from one meeting room to another, or we go from one team to another. At home, it is so, so easy for me to get in my chair and just sit. And that's not helpful. You want to make sure that you are getting up and moving around. And that's something that I do on a regular basis. I'll get up and go check on how folks in the family are doing, because it gives me an opportunity to get out of my chair. Also, you got to stay hydrated. It's easy to get pulled into this one little area and miss out on that. One other tip here, keep your routine as much as you can. You treat it like you're going to work. When I set up my morning and I come down to my office and I come into the office and I work and I take a break at lunchtime, but I try and go about that. Now, you know, there is always the joke, are you wearing pants? I mean, I'll tell you that in the summertime, it gets a little warm in my office and I'm happy to wear shorts, and I might be wearing a dress shirt for the waist up and shorts for the waist down. It's okay for you to be comfortable in the way that you're working. But you got to make sure that you get your work done. And sometimes it's okay to not engage with others. But you got to find that balance. And I would say, starting right now, you want to work on kind of over communicating, and share with people what you're learning as you're learning it. I think you want to be a river, not a reservoir. You want to take those ideas and share them with other people. Thinking about your day, you want to wake up at a regular time and get dressed like you're going to an office. You want to be at the regular time every day, just to help you keep up the cadence. We're going to be doing this for a while, and it's going to take us a little while to settle into the new routine, but don't get too lax about it. Figuring out managing your calendar. You want to set time, blocks of time dedicated to work. You might need to block out time on your calendar more diligently than you would do otherwise. You've got to have some structure. All of us need some structure. I hate too much structure, but you got to have some structure. And then think about your day. At the beginning of your day, what can you get done today? What's the most important thing for me to work on today? And then at the end of your day, take a moment to reflect on how productive you were. There's so many other things that we could kind of talk about. I think I want to take just the last couple of minutes for this live to talk about managing expectations. This is a big challenge. We're all learning new things, and availability is a good question. How available do I have to be? Just because you're at home and just because you're close to your computer and you probably have your phone on you all the time anyway, do people expect you to be immediately available all the time? You've got to have expectations set with your team. What channels do we use for communication? How often are we going to communicate with each other? What's a reasonable return time for those conversations? How do we go about making sure that we're communicating appropriately? From a question of work products, some things are going to be super suitable to be done remotely. Other things, you guys are going to have to be very, very creative to come up with a way to make work remotely. And so talk with your team, talk with your manager about what is reasonable from a goal perspective, what is reasonable from a work productivity perspective. How can you get that going? And share what you're learning. Hey, we tried this and boy, did it not work. You know, for you, I want you to think about, what do you need to do differently in order to be successful? The model that you used before is not the model that's in place now. So, you know, I want to have you think about what that looks like and then get a work buddy, somebody to help you with that, how to check in with you. We're not talking about, you know, doing nothing for half an hour, you know, chatting about nothing, but really checking in and staying accountable and staying about how you're motivated and how productive and effective you are in the work that you're doing. You know, that over-communication about expectations is important. So, you know, thinking about this is business as usual, but you're going to have to make some adjustments. You're going to have to make some changes and learn some new things about the way that you're going about doing things. And we're going to learn some new things. We're going to learn some things now that we're going to keep doing even after we're long past this current situation. And I would encourage you to be creative and thoughtful about it and make sure you don't get too isolated. I'm a people person. I need to interact with others. And I'm sure that other people are like that too. Even if you're an introvert, we all need people and we have to find a way to stay connected with others. You're going to get through this. We're going to figure it out. We're going to find a new way to make things work. If you have suggestions, comments, or questions, I would love to hear them. Feel free to reach out to me, tom@brighthillgroup.com. tom@brighthillgroup.com. Would love to connect with you and brainstorm about how you can get the most out of your attempts to be productive while you're doing this new frontier of working from home. And look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you again soon.